Let's pray before we go any further. Father God, we come into your presence. We thank you for your hand upon us. We thank you for your love. And we thank you for your word. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us look at Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship, or as some translations put it, your reasonable service. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, some translations put that verse 2 somewhat differently, but the same meaning. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. One of the most common questions that I've heard asked in Christian circles is, how do you know the will of God? In fact, when I was at Bible college many, many years ago, the students were asking the same thing. And one of them rather facetiously said, the will of God? I didn't know he planned on dying. And yet there's a truth there. He did. He gave his son, Jesus, who died for us and left us his last will and testament, the word of God. Now, how do we know what God's will is in our life? Sometimes our minds tell us something. Sometimes other people will tell us, but that's not necessarily always good and kosher and right. If you're married, or you're in a relationship, or you've got a good friend, how do you know the will of the person? How do you know what their will would be in a particular circumstance? By getting to know them. Now, I've been married for nearly 35 years. And I've got a pretty fair idea what my wife's will is in any situation. And she's got a pretty good idea what my will is. Why? Because we know each other. We communicate. And we live for each other. How do we find God's will? By spending time in his word. Getting to know him. Getting to know his word. Getting to know his character. As we look at the Old Testament, we find there the character of God. If we look at the Old Testament as a whole, from Genesis through to Malachi, we will find there a very, very solid description of the character of God in the way he deals with his nation Israel, the way he deals with those whom he loves, the way he deals with those who would hurt his nation Israel. When we look at the New Testament, we see the love of God. And the love of God is tied into the character of God that we see in the Old Testament. And the character of God in the Old Testament points forward to the love of God that we see in the New Testament. We can never spend too much time in God's Word to read it, to meditate upon it. And I heard someone say many years ago, in answer to a question, how do you meditate on the Word? He said, worry the Word. Because when you're worrying about something, you're meditating. He said, worry the Word. Spend time thinking about it, stewing it over in your mind, its impact upon you, how it affects you, what it does to you, how you understand it. And I can tell you from experience, the more time that you spend in God's Word, the closer you will get in your relationship to God, and the closer you will be to understanding what is His good and acceptable and perfect will. As a little child grows up, it has to learn the will of its parents. And there's disobedience. And probably the first word that any of our children said was no. I think it's probably one of the first things that Adam said to God too, no. Particularly after he sinned. But as a child grows, it learns the will of its parents because it's in communication with its parents. As we grow in Christ, as we grow in our relationship with God, as we spend time in His Word, we learn, we understand what God's thoughts are in a situation, what God's ways are, what God would have us do. Now, there's a book out years ago, What Would Jesus Do? And that's sometimes a good thing for us to think on. But as we become filled with the Word of God, we don't have to think, what would Jesus do? The Word rises up within us. Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119. Also from Psalm 119. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In fact, I'd encourage you all to read Psalm 119. 176 verses of it. And every verse refers to God's word, God's statutes, God's ways, God's judgments. Every one of those 176 verses refers back to God's word. So how do we know the will of God? By knowing His word. And by knowing Him through His word. By knowing His character through His word. Let's pray. Father God, lead us in our lives. Lead us in a growing relationship with You, that we may truly know You as Father. Abba, Father. Daddy God. Knowing that You love us. Knowing that You care for us. Knowing that You want Your very best for us. Father, teach us to understand Your word so that we may know the good and perfect will of God. And by so doing, we may offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to You, as a spiritual act of worship. God bless you all for the week ahead. Thank you.